This is the Tom Likas Show.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear our show on demand by going to the all-new premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you, it's me, it's this microphone I'm talking into. It's those phone lines that light up like a Christmas tree. It's the boys here. And, of course, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern, it's attorney Adam Sachs, who is here as criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, right. Good to see
you. Good to see you, too, Tom.
What's going on?
Well, I have to start with a little family law.
No,
I can't help it. I'm sorry. You know, Tom, you've always been my special mentor when it comes to dating, and one of the great, beautiful principles of Likas 101 for me has always been, you know, that if you've made the girl cry, you've absolutely hit pay dirt. You've crossed over. You are a master blaster of the universe.
Yes.
Taking your game to a completely different level. And I've had a couple of cases where I went up against women lawyers, and I beat them so bad that they started to cry. And it backfires, Tom. It's terrible. Women really get somewhere with those damn tears, you know? They definitely manipulate the system. They definitely come in there. They cry. All of a sudden, everything just comes to a halt. It's like one of those scratch sounds on a record, you know, and the bailiff, and everyone's running with tissues, and, oh, my God, thank you. And what happened, and, oh, my God, and what did you say to her? And, you know, this whole victim thing. And here, a minute ago, she's this hard-nosed professional, and now she's this victim crying, like, oh, Mr. Sachs hurt her feelings, you know? But it doesn't matter. One of my cases today, it's a whole long story, very involved, but we really beat the crap out of the other side. And you know, whatever. I'm a gentleman. The case was over. You know, the hearing was over. It was a few hours. I picked up my stuff and I left. And the, not the lawyer, but the petitioner, the wife, the ex-wife, she was really, really trying to rub my client's face in the shit. And she lost. I mean, big time lost. I mean, it was ridiculous. And, she was bawling, really bawling. And yelling at the lawyer. And then, you promised me this wasn't supposed to happen like this.
Oh.
Oh, Tom, it was a great moment in legal, the annals of legal history.
Now, do you go all Richard Sherman after you beat someone badly in court?
No.
You better not have a mess with the best. You do that?
No, Tom.
No.
I take my victories with modesty and equanimity.
Okay.
I try not to do that.
Equanimity. Look it up.
It's a word I just made up. Now, I understand that I'm going to be a judge on Be Funny soon.
Yes.
Thursday, is that right?
I figure you know something about judging since you've been before so many judges.
I've definitely stood in front of many different kinds of judges, and state and federal and other states besides California and elsewhere.
And did I hear you also did a little night court along the way as a judge?
I don't know where you got the idea that it's night court. That's funny.
I don't know.
No. There's a.
I'm thinking it's like small claims court or something. What'd you do?
I have done small claims court, and I've done traffic court, and even family court.
Really?
Yes. There's a thing where, you know, judges are people too, and they get sick or they go on vacations or whatever the story is, and they can't sit in their departments. And so when you've been a lawyer for about 10 years, and you have a good record or whatever, you can apply to be a judge pro tem. And so basically, I mean, I could do that every day if I wanted. Basically, they have lots of openings, but you don't get paid. It's volunteer.
Oh, boy. And do you have to recuse yourself? You ever see one of your own clients come in there?
Well, if you know the person, you're not supposed to.
Not supposed to.
You're not supposed to proceed. If you know the guy really well, you're not going to be objective.
Right.
But
that's what he's hoping for.
Technically, if you know the person and you still could be objective, I think you're okay. But if there's some appearance of impropriety, then you're supposed to not proceed.
I understand.
So I try to do the right thing when it comes to that. But the bottom line is you go in, and they say your name, and you put the robe on, which is loads of fun. And you come out, and you're the judge for the day, basically. It's like Queen for a Day, you know? Remember that show?
I do.
So I do have a little bit of real-world experience, at least in Ventura and Los Angeles County. But I got to tell you, Tom, it's not easy to judge, and I'm not sure, you know, in terms of these acts and whatnot, what I'm going to be judging exactly in terms of originality or makeup. Or
it's funny.
Know.
And the question is that funny?
Okay.
Not the rest of it? No.
So you get like the Gong Show.
This is like ice skating. You're not going to judge them on makeup or mascara. No. You're going to judge them on whether they're funny because it's called Be Funny
Live.
But
if you remember, the Gong Show used to have this like meter? And they went out of the audience and how loud they laughed, and that would be kind of the decision.
There was a meter on the Gong Show?
Yeah,
I don't remember that. I remember the gong.
If they had a tie, they'd have like three people or two people, and they would have them applaud, and the meter, and the who got the highest needle rating.
No, the audience is not deciding. The judges are deciding. The audience is going to react, because I will tell you in advance, not giving you the name of any of the people, some of these people are horrific. Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you which one.
No, but it could be. You know that thing where you're so bad that you're good? You know that one?
Well, yes. And the Gong Show was full of people like that.
The Gong Show had some good stuff, though.
Yeah.
We don't have any serious acts, though, right?
Well, put it this way. Someone might be serious about being a comedian.
Okay.
All right? They might be serious about that. But, you know, this is not coming up and, you know, singing and being judged on your voice or anything like that. The question is, what you just saw, 3 minutes of it, was it funny? Yes or no?
The Gong Show actually had some real talent, as I recall.
Well, they actually had people, though, who were singing or tap dancing or doing other. This is all about how funny it is. So some people might look odd, or they might have a funny accent or funny speech impediment. But what's really the bottom line is, when you looked at them, which ones were funny?
Okay.
And it might be because they're funny looking.
Oh, that too.
Yes.
Okay. I'll keep that all in mind.
And,
there's
any number of other factors that might play in.
I remember Howard Stern had like the retarded guy judging or something.
No, we don't have any retards judging.
No?
No.
Or with Stuttering John, or I think he had Luke Skywalker.
But
once.
We also did not discriminate. We have someone who's disabled who'll be performing.
There we go.
We're doing a sit-down comedy.
There we go. All right.
As
so
an example.
That's not so bad.
We're
equal opportunity people. I like
right.
that about us. Very good.
So, yes. But remember, your job as a judge at Be Funny Live will be to judge whether it's funny. And the rest of it doesn't matter. So if somebody, like for example, if somebody can't sing, but they're singing, but the song is funny and you laughed while you were watching it, you're only going to judge on whether
counts,
it was funny.
Right?
Yeah. Not how they looked. Not whether they know how to sing. Not whether they know how to dress. Not whether they're wearing makeup or not wearing makeup. It's all judged on whether it's funny or not.
Okay.
Because we never know. Maybe they dress that way on purpose to add to the comedy. We don't know.
But is it like the Olympics? Do I have to hold up like a card with like a 9 on it or something?
Gary's going to explain it to you.
Okay,
honestly, I don't know what Gary's
going to do. It's a few of us, right?
There's four of you.
Yeah.
You'll get all the instructions before we begin.
You always promise me that. Yeah.
Tom has described it perfectly. A lot of people, even the people that are competing, have missed the point. It's not about, whatever other talents you have. This is all about funny. This is about judging who was the funniest person.
Okay.
And they could be funny in any number of unorthodox
exactly.
ways that would not be like a straight stand-up comedy like you would see on the three episodes of Byron Allen Show that keep repeating late at night. It's not like that.
Well, there's something like brilliant about Louis C.K., you know?
Yeah.
But he's not that funny.
He can be hysterically funny, but his show isn't always funny.
Yeah.
But as a stand-up comedian, I think he's very funny.
There are no Louis C.K.'s on the bill.
There's no danger of any of that.
Let me tell you that right now.
Because I was watching this thing. It's called Between the Ferns.
Yes.
And they had
Zach Galifianakis.
They had Zach interviewing Brad Pitt.
Yes.
And he was doing his, you know, humiliation questions and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Louis C.K. like started setting up right in the middle of it.
It's funny.
Maybe he just shows up, you know?
Yeah, you never know.
Okay.
You never know who's going to show up. But the bottom line is, it's all about who is the funniest, who makes us laugh the loudest,
all right, I'm gonna keep
and
this
the rest
in mind.
We don't care about.
So today, Tom, I want to talk about rage.
Yes.
I've had a couple of cases lately that are really strange with rage, and I really think that people have to be aware of this. This is the strangest stuff. I mean, you see these kind of things that happen, like there's a couple of cases lately. There was a homeless lady, I think, and she was walking on the side of the freeway, and a cop started, like, you know, talking to her. Maybe he was trying to help her, I don't know. But she apparently pushed him, or she spit at him or something, and so he beat her up, and they actually videoed it, of course, this being the modern era with everyone having a cell phone camera. Anyway, I think that pretty much ended his career. But there are a lot of not related to law enforcement. There's a lot of instances I've been having lately where people just behave very strangely. And I think it's something, in terms of criminal law, it's something that people really have to be aware of. There's a guy who called me, and he's hiring me currently, who went to a one of those gyms, you know, like those fitness places, and he was in the pool, and he's like a regular guy, I don't know, in his 50s or 60s, whatever, and he's in the pool, and he's swimming, and I guess this is, you know, obviously a shared pool, so there's other people, and he was even with his kid, who's like kind of a preteen or whatever, and this guy just comes up to him and starts screaming at him and cursing at him. And I think that what's happened in our society, I think that we have a lot of people who have all kinds of, like, rage. It's sort of like in them. It's like sublimated. And they don't know where to put it. It's like they got shit on at work. They got shit on by the waitress. They had all these things happen to them in their life. And then they're angry. And, you know, you could have something very unconnected happen, relatively minor, and all of a sudden they freak, you know. And what ended up happening to this guy is that this other person started yelling at him and cursing at him and just absolutely unbelievable. And, you know, kind of human reaction is that he tells the guy, you know, you got to calm down. You know, it's out of proportions. I don't even know you. I didn't do anything to you. Why are you so upset? And the guy just keeps screaming and yelling. And eventually, the guy kind of got threatening, and this is something we talk about, you know, with the context of domestic violence, which is criminal and also family law. You know, the classic kind of sad, bad situation is that a woman picks a fight and then does this sort of attacking move, where she kind of comes at the guy with her nails, and a guy grabs her by the wrists to kind of stop her, you know. She ends up getting bruised wrists, and then she presses charges. And the cops will look at her bruises, you know, even if they were defensive by the guy, and arrest the guy. And what happened in this case with the pool guy is he's in this pool, and this guy is really being crazy and threatening and telling him, I should kick your ass and F you and all this good stuff. And this guy actually pushed him away. He said, get away from me. He kind of gave him a push. And the guy left or whatever. And the way things are nowadays, you know, you put it out of your mind. You say, well, that was weird. And about 3 weeks later, he gets a summons in the mail. We have this automated system, you know. People think that, you know, just because the cops didn't come or you didn't get arrested on the spot, you know, that you got away with it, or as it were, or that it's blown over. But, you know, people can go to the police station. They can find out who you are. They were in this 24 fitness place, whatever it was, and they have cameras everywhere. So they must have, you know, captured it on tape. Someone said, who's that guy? I mean, the one who did the pushing, my client. And they, you know, went ahead, figured out his name, and the next thing you know, he's facing a criminal charge. And it's compounded because back in the 90s, so this is like a long time ago, he got in another fight. Totally unrelated, of course, a long time ago. And he pled guilty, he did some community service or something. It was complete nonsense. But Tom, he never got it expunged.
Oh my.
People think that it goes off automatically, but it doesn't. And it stays in the computers. I mean, we got databases, forget it. They're going to look at stuff that you did when you were 12 years old. So here, he's now, on some level, a repeat offender. Because he has this old conviction, and it could come up even though it's pretty old. And I think I might be able to get it excluded. But the point is that he never got it expunged, which is ignorant. I always tell everybody, remember, I can do that for you. It's not expensive. Relatively easy to do. But the point is that now it's a similar offense. Now it's like he's again getting into a violent confrontation. And the way he tells the story, this crazy person was starting with him and all this other stuff. And I think that, I was just listening to Gary and Dino talking about the news. And they found this news story that guys aren't handy anymore. And that people don't do it yourself anymore. And, you know, these kinds of places are going to go out of business or whatever. Because, like, fathers aren't teaching their sons what to do with hammers or how to fix things or how to wire a switch or whatever, which is really a shame. It's going to be a lost art, I would say. But when you talk about, you know, some of the things in terms of being a man, there's definitely a part of you that doesn't want to back down. It's very hard when someone humiliates you, and I've seen this in public where a guy's going, you know, come on, bitch, go ahead, come on, start it, come on, don't walk away, come on, you know. And what people don't realize is how crazy that can be, how long-lasting that can be. And you end up getting into these little confrontations that are completely out of proportions with people that are absolutely irrational. I mean, this pool story, the guy didn't even know the guy, hadn't done anything to offend him. He just was freaking out. And here my guy is telling him, calm down, but then after he pushes him away because the guy was so aggressive, when he goes to the police, I already know the story, what he would have said. Oh, you know, I'm such an innocent person, and I'm minding my own business, and this bully guy came and pushed me and hurt me, and he just wanted to, you know, make me whatever, upset for no reason. And, you know, the police don't know the story. They're willing to take that. And when you see with women, it's astonishing. You know, I saw this movie the other day, Tom. It's called Gone Girl. Did you see it?
Not yet.
Okay, so it's based on a book, and I'm not going to blow the story for those of you who have not heard it. But it's based on a book, and it's a kind of a thriller. It's by this director Fincher, who made
David Fincher.
Thank you. And he made these very gritty movies like Seven and similarly some of these very heavy-duty dramas. But anyway, this movie was quite interesting, quite dramatic, of course. But it apparently they were saying that it had redefined Hollywood because it was being especially bringing in an audience of women. That the characters in particular were, you know, the big lead was a woman, and just, you know, I don't know if that's sort of, I thought it was like a chick flick, but it's not. It's not some rom-com or something. It's not a chick flick. It's this unbelievably ruthless woman. I mean, unbelievably plotting and murderous and crazy, and she's the hero, of course.
Of course.
And all the girls are watching this movie and loving her and identifying with her and saying, oh, you go, girl, you know? And she's as crazy as a loon. She's doing these unbelievably vicious things. And, you know, this is somehow portrayed in our society like a psychopath is portrayed as a positive thing.
Now, is this Reese Witherspoon? Who is this in this movie?
No, I don't even know who it was.
I'll find it.
She's got, I don't know, she must have been another thing. She's not super duper famous like Reese Witherspoon. But she's very sexy, and it's with Ben Affleck. I remembered him.
Right.
But here I'm looking on the IMDb. Her name is Rosamund Pike.
Yes.
Do we know who that is? I mean, is she like Australian really, or something?
I have no idea who she is.
Born in England. But the bottom line is she's very pretty, whatever, and you know, you believe her, you identify with her. But the way that she's portrayed in this story is astonishing. It really is astonishing. She's this complete psycho. She turns everything upside down. She manipulates everyone. And, you know, this movie is grossing big money with female audiences sitting there in the audience going, you know, rah, rah, rah.
Right.
You stick it to them, baby.
But that was like Thelma and Louise back in the day, you know.
They were the victims, though. They died in the end, right?
They were criminals.
Didn't she get raped or something?
Whatever.
Okay, well, okay, I'm with you, Tom, but... Thelma and Louise, to me, were more the sort of rebellious females or whatever.
Spoiler alert, they drove over a cliff in
the
story.
Yeah, but don't remember.
The end.
Don't forget, when they drove over the cliff, that's supposed to be like the hero's sacrifice, you know? They were about to be arrested. And Thelma says, Louise says, you know, let's just keep going forever, Thelma, you know? And they drive off the Grand Canyon or whatever. That was like, right. You know, their burst of glory or whatever. Here's a woman who manipulates everyone, lies to everyone, uses sex to get what she wants, total crazy, really a psychopath. And I think that our culture today really embraces this. And when you talk about, you know, you and I always tease Tom about, you know, who does your girlfriend admire? You better believe it's the Kardashians and,
right.
and so forth. These are people that are psychopaths, and there's no doubt about it, narcissistic, crazy people. And what
or
I
the
wanna,
least sociopaths.
Well, okay, I'll give you that, too.
Look it up.
Okay, tell us the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath.
That'll be your first class tomorrow morning.
I think that what people need to realize, and these are just people that end up being my clients, just sort of walking through life, is that you're going to run into some of these in your life, more than a few, men and women. And it's very important to recognize these people and to get the hell away. And I know it might be, unmacho, but it really pays a lot of the times to really to walk away. Seriously. Crazy as that sounds. I don't see why, because when I talk to these guys, like this pool guy I'm just talking about, he's going to have to hire me, spend a lot of money defending himself, a lot of aggravation from this complete human piece of crap that he should never have even, interacted with. And when the guy started with him, he should have said to him a couple of times, back off, and they should have turned and left and gone to the manager or complained about him or whatever. But by pushing him, it creates this whole other doorway. And we have a society now where, you know, the person presents themselves as the victim. They're not embarrassed to do that anymore. There's victims advocates and victims rights groups. And I have to tell you guys, when it comes to women, it's times a thousand. Anything you do to a woman, any interaction you have, you're going to be wrong, okay? And she's going to start crying, you know, and she's, you know, little and beautiful and sugar and spice, and you're going to be the big bad wolf.
That's only after she has the key to your place. Before that, everything you say is right. Every joke is funny. Every idea, brilliant.
You're so funny.
You like smoking weed, I like smoking weed.
Well,
it's going to be like that.
By the way, she talks about that. She actually talks about this, not her literally, but the character in this movie,
yeah.
Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm.
She talks about how when she started dating him that she liked everything he liked and she did everything that he wanted to do. And there's some comments. It's sort of like a commentary on marriage, Tom, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some really crazy twists and turns. And he's saying, like, you know, you're crazy. I can't believe you. And what kind of life are we supposed to have, with, you know, where I can't trust you or whatever, and I'm miserable. And she says to him, that's marriage. And don't forget, your mother always says to you, my mother said this to me, you know, marriage is hard work, right? And you're going to have to suffer through things, and you're going to have to deal with it. And my question would be, if it's hard work and suffering, why the fuck would I want to
Why
be involved
do
in that?
Why do it?
I mean, someone is actually fatherly to you, or someone who is trying to help you, someone who's trying to, you know, talk sense to you and says, let me tell you something, young man, marriage is tough. It's exhausting. It's humiliating. It's going to be, you know, stressful. You're going to have years of misery. You know, you're going to have to deal with problems that aren't going to go away, and you have to just stick with it and work it through. And I really think that it's like that, I mentioned it again, Helen Smith's book, Men on Strike. There's a real question where you say, why?
Right? And that's what many men are doing. As I've said on the show, the majority of adults, for the first time since the founding of our country,
right,
the first census commissioned in 1790 by President
George Washington. Yeah,
yes, that's from 1790 every 10 years to the year 2000. Every census showed the majority of adults married, and in 2010, for the first time in American history, the census showed the majority of adults are unmarried.
Amazing,
and. You know, I do believe that men especially are walking away from marriage in droves. As Dr. Helen Smith wrote in 350 pages, and it was brilliant, that's what's happening. Guys are abandoning marriage because there's no benefit to men to be married. None.
So what about walking away from a fight, Tom?
Oh, I always walk away from fights.
Yeah.
Physical fights? You
yeah.
Bet. Yeah.
I know you got jumped once. That doesn't
I
count,
got
right?
jumped. Well. I didn't have any time to react.
It always upsets me when I think about that happening to you.
What are you going to do?
What's the name of that bitch that made a joke about it?
I'm not going to give her any publicity, so please, please don't mention that.
Sorry. I have to say, Tom, that I won't say her name. I can't think of it, tell you the truth. But of all
neither
things,
do most of the public, which is a good thing.
That's good. All the things that I ever heard in my life on radio, and, you know, we're going to do Be Funny, and there's even Holocaust jokes, which kind of annoy me, but I've never been so offended as by that person that made a joke about you getting jumped. I think it's one of the most horrific things I ever heard of happening to anyone. You certainly didn't deserve it.
Nobody deserves it.
Yeah, of course. And I think it had a lot to do with who you are and your political opinions.
No doubt.
So that's really disgusting from five different points of view.
Right.
I wish you walked around with a gun or something.
Did you say five different points of view? I was nailed at the Five Point Cafe in Seattle.
Well, that's just a coincidence. Sorry.
Five different points of view.
I don't know where I got that from.
Oh, my.
I didn't know what city or what place. But I think that as much as, you know, we have this animal reaction, I think in a lot of ways people have to really look at things and recognize that there's this whole system that can come down on you like a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And it really doesn't pay to become the target of that. I hear people saying this. This is a funny new little slang, Tom. They call it catching a case. A guy will call me and say, you know, I don't know, I pushed my girlfriend, now I caught a case. Like you catch a cold or you catch a virus or something.
Right.
And catching a case means that, you know, he's got a criminal case pending against him or whatever. And it's like, man, you didn't. What do you mean catch a case? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It's like taking a meeting.
You're taking me. All the good meetings are taken.
That's right.
I just think when you talk about catching a case and you talk about, you know, life and living your life and interacting with people, I really think that you have to have some kind of balance and some kind of recognition where you ask yourself, you know, is it really worth it? You talk to someone who's an idiot, who's a Nazi, or one of these girls talking about crystals or whatever the hell it is, and you just go, you know, why am I even going to bother? You're not even worth 30 seconds of my time. Life is short, you know?
What?
I got a lot of work to do.
Exactly.
That's like those people you talk about, Tom, that always say how they're bored.
Right.
It's like, man, if you're bored, you're doing it wrong, okay?
I say kill yourself today.
Ouch.
I feel no sympathy for people who say they're bored. That saying you're bored just means you have no creativity, no curiosity about anything. You're always waiting for someone else to entertain you. I mean, this is a world that is rich with great stuff going on. And if you're bored, seriously, it's all about you. It's not about us. Not our fault.
Fucking okay. All right, well, anyways.
Yeah.
So, I made an answer.
You don't get bored, do you, Adam?
I don't have a minute to think, Tom.
There we go. I hope that's good either, but no, it's better than saying you're bored.
I was in this hearing today, and I did this whole long thing, and at the very end, the judge wanted to do something else, and I said, no more, Your Honor. Let's do it next time. I'm tired. So that was enough for one day, sorry. That's about as much as I can take.
Oh, my.
So, anyway, if anyone wants to talk, I'm ready to go.
Okay. It's criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. And if you have been accused of a crime, or if you've been convicted of a crime, you'd like to get that thing expunged. If you, maybe you've been accused of something you did, and maybe you've been accused of something you didn't.
Oh, dear.
You know, DUIs,
you know you deserve
smoking
it.
Weed. Maybe you even know you're guilty, but you're not going to say that in court.
In this day and age, only people smoke weed and don't get a marijuana card. What are you out of your mind?
I don't get it.
Good for you.
Why not get one?
Was it $50? Come on.
I'm not concerned about the card. You know why I didn't get a card? Now, by the way, I'm getting a card now. But
you don't have a card?
I don't have a card.
I don't want to be mean, but I always figured you kind of did.
No, I did. But here's one. Because one day you've got Adolf Hitler as the governor of California.
Really?
And your name and address are on that database.
In a computer somewhere?
That's right.
So they're going to come visit you?
Right.
And what are they going to say?
I don't know. They suddenly it's illegal again. Suddenly the law changes again.
So they're going to say, well, you used to smoke weed? That's it.
You know, that's why I didn't subscribe to High Times.
Well, I thought that's the reason you didn't run for office, you know?
No, I didn't run for office because I made too much money doing what I did.
You used to say, I remember people would say to you, oh, Tom, you got to run for office.
I got skeletons in the closet.
That was the thing. Remember there was this thing where the governor of California was like a write-in, and that's how we got Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
I remember you had annoying people calling you and saying that you should run, and your line was, hey, I got shit in my past, man. Now, you don't want to know what I've done. But, I mean, even if they find you got a marijuana card, so what? What are they going to do? Take away your driver's license?
Who knows?
So you
never know.
But you are getting one, you said?
Well, here's why. Because I'm not working for any big corporation anymore.
Which is the morality clause?
You know, that's the escape hatch for many of these no-cut contracts.
Right.
You know, moral turpitude.
Right.
And suddenly, it's like Ray Rice, you know, suddenly...
he did something. Come on.
That's not the point. You have to understand, many times it's not a matter of whether you did something. Many times these clauses exist because if the company or the football team decides they want to get out of your contract for any reason, it's a big, broad, vague clause. What is moral turpitude anyway anymore? But the bottom line is that companies put that in. So you think you've got a no-cut deal, but in reality, the company. So what you do is you ride Uber, you don't get a marijuana card, you stay away from trouble, you don't get in a fight with people because they can nail you. That's what it is. Now that I don't work for a company, if I've got a marijuana card, if the CEO of the New Normal finds out I'm smoking pot, I'm not concerned.
I thought you were the CEO.
It's my point.
Oh, man.
Right, but if Les Moonves found out I was smoking weed and he wanted to get out of a big eight-figure contract, that might be a way to do it.
Oh, I thought Les wouldn't do stuff like that.
Well, they all do that. That's why, look, if they didn't want to do things like that, they wouldn't put the clause in the contract. That's why it's in there.
Well, if you remember in Network, right, they were fighting over Howard Beale until his ratings went down.
Right.
He started getting depressing. Right. And then they tried to find a way to get rid of him, and they couldn't, so they killed him.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
They had the terrorists come and shoot him on the show.
That's right.
So there you go.
That's
essentially,
right.
I would think that if I was Les Moonves or whoever, and I really loved you doing your act, I'd be paying you your contract until your ratings went down. Then one day when you had bad ratings, they say, we got to get out of this contract. Wait a minute. Eureka.
Yeah.
I heard Likas went to an orgy.
Well, you know, Network was a satire, but it was only slightly exaggerated.
Spot on satire.
Yes,
holy shit.
Was.
Come on, Tom.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and you will atone.
You know, that's beautiful, man.
You know, John and Ken had that meeting in the conference room.
Oh, you know.
Mr. Jensen.
What did you call Whitney? What did you call her? You guys are going to atone.
That's right.
You will apologize. You will take sensitivity classes. We will have Jesse Jackson on the show.
But there are people who've had this meeting, and they come out brainwashed. You know, they want to continue to make all the money. And
for sure.
You know, so they'll do whatever they're told.
Yeah, well, you know, plus that was in the 70s. I mean, jeez.
But it was a prediction for the future, and the movie predicted things like, you know, a new TV network, which would be Fox,
right, and
reality shows, reality TV.
Predicted reality television right off the bat.
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing movie. Amazing.
Way out of its time.
Way out of its time. And won several Oscars.
It also predicted, I think, corporations taking over, where television stations were run by conglomerates. Not just like, you know, remember, you know, even the Hollywood studios were owned by families like the Zanucks and whatnot.
Right.
And then they started being taken up by like Sony and Paramount and Gulf Western and whatever.
Well, I think the CEO character in the movie, or the chairman of the board, was modeled after William Paley, who started CBS.
Right. But he was still a hands-on manager.
He was, but it was other networks that got bought out. NBC got bought out from David Sarnoff and RCA.
But even Sarnoff was a person.
He was.
Now it's much more faceless. You know, like Viacom is this gigantic company, right? And Universal, NBC Universal, right?
Right.
Also part of the Comcast or whatever.
Right. But the people running them are not necessarily the people who founded the companies.
Right.
And, in fact, in many cases... since almost the beginning, some of these companies were owned by shareholders or Wall Street or whatever. Whereas back in the day, David Sarnoff ran NBC. He also was the founder of the Radio Corporation of America, RCA. And then you had CBS, which was William Paley. And then ABC was the last major of the three major networks to be started in the 50s after the other two.
Right.
And it was built out of the second network of NBC had two networks, the Red Network and the Blue Network.
Right.
And the government forced them to divest the second network, and that became ABC.
Right.
There's your broadcasting history.
ABC is part of Disney now.
ABC is part of Disney now, but in reality, ABC was bought by Capital Cities, and then Capital Cities was bought by Disney. That's what happened.
Right.
So one company swallowed another company,
Wow.
There's a lot of that out there. All right. It's criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs Are you in trouble? Have you been arrested? Are you being threatened with arrest? Maybe a girl is threatening to get you thrown out of the house. Or maybe who knows what's going on over there? You, all kinds of things you could have done. We got a lot of weed smokers out there. We got a lot of partiers out there. You know, if you've been drinking and driving and you got pulled over, who knows? Maybe you didn't drink as much as they say you did. Maybe you weren't drunk. Maybe you weren't drunk at all, but you failed the field sobriety test because you stupidly took it. And that, by the way, can happen. I'll tell you right now. Back in the day, I took 2 field sobriety tests before I was doing this show with Adam, and I was not drunk either time.
But you failed the field sobriety test no matter what.
Even though I was not drunk, and by the way, I also took the breathalyzer test. The breathalyzer test showed.
Tom.
Well, this was years ago, Adam. In each case, the breathalyzer test proved that I was not drunk. And each case, I was let go.
Wow.
But
that's
they
amazing.
Had me hanging
credit.
From a string.
I had a cop give my client the breathalyzer, came out 0, and the cop just looked at him and said, "Fuck you, man. Something's wrong with you." Mm-hmm. And it turned out he was high. He was on pot.
Right.
So the breathalyzer was 0, but they held him out for a blood test.
Yeah. But I, you know, point is, it's people out there right now who are in these situations. And Adam is here to answer your questions. You can call right now at 901-3000-TOM. You can start dialing immediately. 901-3000-TOM if you've got a legal question for Adam. This is free legal advice, folks. 901-3000-866.
So, how do you like our little internet project now?
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Foco Liz is back with brand new additions to the Foco clothing line at focou-focome.com. T-shirts, tops, tanks, and accessories for both guys and chicks, all designed by Liz and made with high-quality material. Grab yourself a classic tee in sizes small to double XL. Or check out the accessories, including wristbands, hats, bags, and more, for you or to give as a gift. It's all Foco, and it's all at the right price. Show your support for an original P1 who has not only supported the show for years, but has fed the content kitty with those gems you'll never forget. Show her some love at focou-focome.com today. It's the complete line of everything Foco. But the ceviche, of course, at focou-focome.com.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now, or we'll pee on your rug.
They pee on your fucking rug.
Peed on my fucking rug.
Find us at newnormalrock.com and apps like TuneIn.
They peed on your fucking rug.
No ballots, no bras, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
New normal rock.
Okay, boys. Let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top-quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95, and not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
Have a time.
The Tom Tom Likas Show. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. Don't forget, Be Funny Live is coming up Thursday, 8 p.m., the world-famous Laugh Factory on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. And if you like Be Funny, I would like to see the Be Funny callers on stage. And we're going to find out how funny they are. Oh, Leo D'Amelio is going to be on stage. Frank from Las Vegas. MTL5. Hector from Odessa, Texas is coming in. Alex from Millbrae. DJ Yeesh. Patty. Rick Reyes. Foco Liz. Big Phil. Danny Smith. And Wade will all be there, as will our four judges, including attorney Adam Sachs, Devin Bronson of Black Box fame, magician Zach Waldman will be there. And who's the fourth judge that I'm forgetting? There's a fourth judge, isn't there?
Black Box.
I just said Devin Bronson,
the
Black
guy who
Box
won
fame,
eBay.
Zach Waldman. Oh, that, excuse me. Yes, Mark from Phoenix, who won the eBay auction to be a judge. So it's all coming together, and you're going to be there coming up Thursday night at 8 o'clock. For tickets, you go to BeFunnyLive.com. BeFunnyLive.com. We reserve the right to change this lineup at any time, okay? So they might be in a different order than you would expect, or maybe we will add or subtract people. And, you know, sometimes people are just simply flakes. So we don't know. But that's, you know, they say on TV, they say guest announced or guest expected to appear or scheduled to appear or whatever. That's who we're scheduled to have. Okay. BeFunnyLive.com is where you get tickets. BeFunnyLive.com.
I think it's marquee subject to change.
Subject to change. Subject to change without notice.
Without notice.
No guarantees here. All we guarantee is it'll be funny. That's what we guarantee. All right, here we go with Adam, 901-3000-TOM. It's free legal advice for you. This is Aldo in San Diego. You're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Aldo, hello.
Hello, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Aldo.
Hey, Adam. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So I had a question. My girlfriend is pregnant.
Uh-oh.
And strike one.
Aldo, what's going
on,
man?
Strike one, you have a girlfriend. Strike two, your girlfriend is pregnant.
Uh-oh. Aldo, did you hear about condoms or anything?
Luckily.
No condoms? What was that advertiser we used to have, Tom?
No, we did. We did. We planned to have the baby.
Oh, you wanted to get her pregnant.
Yes.
What about getting married first?
Strike three.
No, we're not. I'm not going to get married. I'm not into the marriage thing.
But you really love this girl.
Yes.
Okay.
But my question is, if I love the girl and I want to raise a child in the best possible way, and
you guys live together?
Yes.
Okay. So you're planning a life together, but not getting married.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, so my question is, if things go bad for us, what can I expect for what is child support? How much is it?
Dude, this isn't sounding good. What I mean, if you're on that upscale happy thing, why are things going to go bad?
Well, because you never know women, right?
I don't know. What's she like?
She's great. She's fantastic.
And she's pregnant.
But you do realize that the sex right now is the best it's ever going to be, and it's only going to go downhill from here. And once you have a kid, she's going to chop off her hair if she hasn't already, and she's going to gain 50 pounds, and you're going to be tired of the whole thing. And then you'll bail, because that's what's happening in more than half of all marriages in America.
Well, what's her attitude now that she's pregnant? How pregnant is she?
She's about 5 weeks along.
Just peed on the stick this week.
All right, that's not so bad, but I mean, you know, is she...
Everything's all good. I'm a long-time listener, so I know that people get crazy and things change. So I just want to know what I can expect and what... I mean, like, if we were to say, okay, we don't want to see each other anymore, then I get slapped with child support, and how much would that be, and how do I protect myself to make sure that I could always see my kid if it got to that?
I by not being married to her, that limits a lot of things in terms of your rights, but, mm-hmm. you are the father, and you're going to put your name on the birth certificate. And
right.
You guys, hopefully your relationship works out, and you obviously going to raise the child together. And
right.
if you don't, then you don't have to get divorced because, you were never married. But at the same time, you would have to go for issues of, custody and visitation. California and most states favor joint custody, where both of you share time with the child about half and half. And the person who makes more money, usually the guy, ends up having to pay child support, right? And,
yeah.
That's kind of how it works.
So she makes more than I do.
Well, she might end up having to pay you child support.
Write this down, Aldo. Once she has that baby, she will not be making more than you do because she won't be working as many hours as you do.
That's not a joke.
You guys are great. So is having a baby and are you worse off or better off being married when you have a child?
Well, there's definitely a factor, and, Tom talked about this, where, he suggested that men should have surrogacy and have children that way, because, you really have to ask yourself, what kind of father do you want to be, and what is your fatherly role meant to be? So,
right.
Do you want to, tuck your kid into bed every night? Do you want to change diapers? Do you want to take your kids to the park? I mean, there's a lot of very boring things that you have to do to be a parent, and it has, limits. And a lot of guys, mm-hmm. Are not very attached to this. One of the reasons Tom's always said, right, that he didn't have kids is because he didn't think that he could spend the time necessary and appropriate to do it because he had a focus on his career. So if you mm-hmm. think about yourself, I don't know exactly what you do, but, you're going to have to think about the division of labor in terms of, is she going to, like Tom said, dramatically work less? Is she going to be a kind of stay-at-home mother? Or is she, supposed to share child care with you? Or, what the story is? You going to put your kid into daycare? Are you going to have a nanny raise your kid? I mean, I know a lot of people that have strangers, they pay them money to raise their children. That's kind of horrible, I think. So you
right.
have to kind of decide some of these things, and especially if you're in this relationship with her and it's going reasonably well, it would probably be a good idea to talk with her now about these things. So you're going to say to her, look, honey, you're only, 1 month pregnant or whatever, but, when the baby comes in a few months, let's talk about, what you like, what you want to do. Do you want to stay home, or are you going to plan to share the time with me, or, whatever. And women get really nutty when they have kids. So you're going to have to be prepared for some big changes in her.
Right, and big changes in me and what I do.
Bigger
and,
changes
and
in her.
Right.
Yeah. That's how it went down. Before we wanted to have the kid, I've always wanted to have a kid, and she's going to be a great mom, and I'm going to be a great dad, but just the...
How old are you again?
I'm 33.
Okay. I just want you to, do it with your eyes open, okay?
I'm past that point. I'm in it now. So, I just wanted to, like I said, I wanted to call because I listen to you guys all the time. Believe it or not, I'm a super premium Tom listener.
All right.
Yeah. My girlfriend, Tom, my girlfriend thinks you're great. She listens to you. She likes you.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah, she does.
She's not just saying that?
No, she's not just saying that.
Okay.
She really does like Tom, and but anyways, it's the facts are the facts, and I listened to all the horror stories, so I think rather be as prepared as possible and know what the rules are of the game, so that I can walk in and knowing what I need to know if that time ever comes. Like I said, I don't want to split up with her, but I know that things change and people change, and she may change a lot more than I would like to stay with someone like that. So I figured not being married makes it that much easier if that were to happen.
Okay. I just think you sound like you're okay. It sounds like you're doing it with your eyes open. But I just think you have to really, really put on a seatbelt because women go through unbelievable hormonal changes when they're pregnant and when they give birth. And, you're going to talk to her, and you're not going to be even a minor priority in her life anymore.
I mean,
there are chemical changes. It's documented by doctors and researchers in terms of the power of this thing called oxytocin, where guys say, I feel like I was at the bottom of the list. And the answer is, you were, you know.
Yeah.
She's going to forget all about you.
Well, I mean, if you know, I'm sure you guys got other colors, but I think if you're going to have a child, you'd want, naturally, a mom would, and as a good father, you'd want your mom to put you at the very bottom of the list and put the kid at the top priority, like you should also, right?
No, the truth is that if a woman loves a man and keeps the marriage or the relationship strong, that's really the ultimate benefit for the child. When I talk to these women who fucked up their marriages, and they say, I couldn't help it. I didn't care about my husband anymore. I love my kids so much. The truth is that if she loves her kids so much, she would make sure that her marriage worked and make sure that dad sticks around just for him to be with the kids, to financially be available, to be a father to the children. That's the truth. That's the real truth.
Okay. I hear you. I believe that. So let's say that we're 10 months, a year down the road and it's just going bad, and she doesn't care about me, and I'm like, what am I doing here anyways? Then would I just walk away, and then I just...
I don't think you should think about this stuff. You're being a little negative. Try to be positive, look forward, see how it goes, and if the bottom falls out, then give me a call.
All right, good luck, Aldo. Thank you for that. Now, coming up next... First of all, we're going to find out how people can get in touch with you, Adam.
Sure.
But more importantly, we're going to be talking with a caller from Sonora, Mexico.
All right.
Who's charged with a felony.
Oh, dear.
And we're going to find out all about that as we continue.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Devin Bronson is back with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the black box. And I've got to tell you, I own a black box, have it at home, use it at the ranch regularly. We've got a black box in studio. All the guys have one. We all love it. But what's interesting about the black box is you don't have to use it at home. You can take it on the road with you as well.
Absolutely. This is the rock and roll portable audio system, so it's not only used at home. It can be used in your car. It comes with a 12-volt adapter, so you can power it, take it to tailgates, at concerts, take it in an RV when you go camping, anywhere you want to listen to music.
Now, this is not made like one of those iPhone docking stations, all plastic, lousy sound. It's a big, booming device.
Plastic audio docks always break and they always distort, for me at least, and I hated that about those. So I wanted to make something that was different, make it out of wood, make it out of metal, durable, have a next to nothing distortion ratio when you crank it all the way up.
Now, how can someone get a black box?
You can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com and enter promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
That's bnaudio.com. Mention the promo code Tom and get 20% off. You are going to love the black box.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino show. Especially when they're talking donkey sex.
I turned you to jerk him off slowly. He's looking for a cigarette now. It's over. Can't you see how you fucked us up? How many times you twist while you're jerking them off?
17 minutes past the hour now. It's the Iris in the Morning program. Well, you know the wetbacks do that all the time when they can't get their hands on actual cocks. They go right for the donkey.
Guts. Glory. Stupidity.
You know, the mules are hung even bigger than those Negro.
The Gary and Dino Show.
Warner now is sports.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
If you love Be Funny, you should know that Be Funny Live is coming to the world-famous Laugh Factory on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood on Thursday night, October 30th at 8 p.m. See the callers of Be Funny come to life on the stage that gave birth to many of comedy's biggest stars. Will one of our Be Funny callers become the next comedy superstar? You really have no idea who might be performing or who might be a judge. One thing we know for sure, one of the performers on the night of Be Funny Live will win a cash prize of $500. Now, this is going to be another really fun night that everyone will remember forever. And all cash proceeds from the show will go towards the New Normal's goal of $1 profit in 2014. Now, in the comedy club tradition, there's a 2-drink minimum, and you want to get your tickets, and you can only get them from one place, and that is BeFunnyLive.com. Be with us on Thursday night, October 30th at 8 p.m. for Be Funny Live. Go to BeFunnyLive.com.
Have a time.
The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, you can give me a call toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can visit my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And I love email. You can send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com.
Done deal. There you go. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number. Our next caller is Carlos. He's in Sonora, Mexico.
Wow.
Carlos, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Adam. How you guys doing?
Hey, great. Carlos. What's with this felony? I don't understand.
Well, I just got to say I'm a 37-year-old single guy with no kids, so thank you, Tom.
All right.
I'm living the dream.
Is that right? I love that.
All right. That's a good start.
Listen, 20 years ago, I went to the States legally, and I guess I did everything pretty right. I went to high school. I served 7 years in the Navy, and then I got to San Diego State for my pre-med, but then I couldn't get into medical school in the States, so I decided to cross the border and do the medical thing in Tijuana, Mexico.
Okay.
So I finished my medical degree a couple years ago, and I'm trying to get back to the States to practice.
Okay.
A couple years ago, I was charged with the with a felony for intent to fraud.
Oh.
That was, because of motorcycle insurance.
Oh.
So I got legal help.
Where is that, in the U.S. or in Mexico?
In the States. Not in the States.
Okay.
I got a lawyer in the States, and all I had to do was 60 days community service, you know, clean the freeways and all that. And then after that, I was entered into something called a not guilty plea. And my question is that the same as a expunge record or what?
Well, I'm not sure. It's not an expungement of the record. There are certain things. See, I'm a little confused because of what you're saying. It was insurance fraud. There are certain things that exist. For example, relationship to drugs, where you do like a deferred sentencing, you go to some kind of treatment program, and then when your case gets delayed, and then you come back to it, and you know if you've done the right thing, they'll dismiss the case, you know. But since you were charged with a felony, and you said it was insurance fraud with motorcycle insurance or something.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure exactly what happened. I don't know. Did you have a lawyer? Used a public defender? What was your story?
No, I hired a private lawyer.
What did he tell you was the final result going to be?
He wasn't specific about it because I wanted to get it expunged because I don't know if this is going to affect my U.S. medical license when I apply.
Yeah, that's very concerning to me. Not only your medical license, you know, as a doctor, one of the most important things you have to do is write prescriptions for drugs. And so anyone who's connected to that, like doctor or dentist or whatever, has to go through a check with the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency. And it's really good that you don't have a drug crime, but the fact that it was some kind of a felony or it was changed around or reduced or I don't know, I'm afraid that might cause problems for you to get registered with the DEA to be able to write prescriptions. You know, that's a very big responsibility. Doctors are able to write prescription drugs, you know, to their patients. And, you know, there's a lot of review and checking of that. And, you know, you're going to need to go through a background check and so forth. So I'm concerned, and obviously you're going to need to get a medical license, and you're going to have to take certain examinations and so forth. That's true for other professionals like lawyers and so forth that have to do background checks before they can get licensed by whatever state they live in. So I would be concerned about that. That's something, if you want, definitely get in touch with me. Take my number or talk to Dino, who'll give you my information, and I can do a check on you, basically. I can check this case you're talking about, or you can also do it yourself, but I can help you, and we can see what the final result was. And if you were, you know, convicted of anything, if you did community service, you may have actually been convicted of something. Maybe the punishment wasn't very serious, but, you know, you did do something, and I can get it expunged for you. And that's really great because that's like, you know, erases it, basically. So that might be the good solution for you. I certainly want you to practice medicine and be a doctor. You studied very hard and so forth, so you don't want something like this holding you back.
Indeed. All right. Okay, we'll do that then.
All right, so I'll talk to you later. Happy to help you.
Hang on, Carlos. I'll hook you up with Adam, and you can talk to him personally off the
air. For sure.
Good. Thank you. 1-800-5800. Look at that. I just gave out the old phone number.
1-800-5800-TOM.
Where did that come from?
I love
out
that.
Out of nowhere. All right.
That was maybe my number, maybe.
I don't know. 901-3000, Tom.
So who owns that number, Tom? Do we have that number?
Some troll, some squatter,
oh, well.
Went and bought it, but now realized we had no intention of using an 800 number ever again. I'm
right.
Not paying for phone calls.
That's thousands of bucks, man.
Forget that. Ben in Glendale, Arizona. You're on with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Adam.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Arizona has started up a new law as early as last week that I'm aware of. And it's kind of like a DUI, but if you have weed in your system, that's how they plan to bust you.
Really?
Yeah. And I was wondering, do you see any legal recourse for that? Because I know marijuana will stay in your system for 30 days. So
right.
How will they be able to tell?
Right. You know, it's interesting. I don't know particularly what you're talking about in Arizona, but it wouldn't surprise me. You know, there is no consensus, and I said no consensus, among experts about what appropriate levels of marijuana are. Now, as marijuana was originally just illegal, right? But now that it's sort of becoming ambiguous, where it's legal if you have a prescription, in some states it's just completely legal, and more states are doing that, more and more places are doing that. You know, people are driving with marijuana, and it's sort of like the same thing as driving drunk with booze. Except, you know, there's a calculation that they do with alcohol in particular, where one drink, essentially, less than one drink, is 0.08. And if you're at that threshold and above, you're drunk, and below, you're not. And that's what the breathalyzer and the blood tests are all about. But now, like you said, marijuana, it's not clear what the correct amounts are to say that you've been intoxicated by marijuana. And worse, like you said also, marijuana is a drug that clings in your system. And I've had a couple of cases of guys that tested positive in blood tests for marijuana that had smoked it a week before or whatever. So I'm not really sure how they're going to work that out. But, you know, it's more of a possession thing. I think, like, when the cop pulls you over, if he smells marijuana or if he, you know, searches your car for some reason and sees, you know, a bag of marijuana, that's probably going to be kind of the backward thing. And then, as I've always told guys, a lot of guys are stupid and get into conversations with the cops. So the cop says, you know, what have you been doing tonight? And the guy will say, I smoked a joint. So he sort of admitted, you know, that he did smoke marijuana, and then he can get busted on that basis, which is a good reason, as I've always said, not to talk to the cops.
Good luck, Ben. Thank you for the call, Adam. How can people get in touch with you?
Give me a call, 800-340-7320. Send me an email at adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right. You hear Adam Sachs in a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. It's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Over 700,000 tune-ins every month.
Don't fuck with us.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the finest fully digital magazine devoted to beers.
Yay!
Beer Magazine. Who studies what in college? Men versus women. College majors. When it comes to computer science and engineering, it's almost all men.
Right. And by the way, companies are trying to hire women to try to close this gender gap, but it's not really working.
It ain't happening.
All the sweetheart deals and everything, come on. Mm.
Health, education, social work, mostly women.
Yep.
So that kind of...
We knew that.
Art, communications, and languages.
We knew this.
More women than men.
Of course.
But, you know, the dudes do the communication thing. Arty stuff, I don't know. Who gets a degree in languages?
Somebody I used to date, and she thought she was very smart.
Does she have a job?
She was smart. I don't know what happened to her.
Math and science is close to even, somehow.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And
by the way, that group includes physics, chemistry, geology,
what?
And astronomy.
Oh.
So there you go.
Do they study moon burn in that class?
I don't know.
And business is pretty much split down the middle right now.
Well, that's understandable.
Some broads getting involved in the business. In the business.
Right. Also, the study of the Twilight series, almost all women. Wow. Pretty impressive. 100%.
A Foot Locker employee in New York City admitted to filming women in the restroom.
Wow, a guy has to wear a referee uniform every day of his life and then pulls us off. Well, he admitted it, so I guess he did it.
Yeah. According to the New York Daily News, the former manager at the store in Brooklyn's Bath Beach neighborhood was using the Foot Locker restroom when she noticed a blinking light. That's one thing you don't want to see when you're in the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
She spotted smartphone placed behind a dragon figurine in the room.
Well, the dragon opted as like a gargoyle protecting the camera.
Yeah.
From somebody who's taped stuff before, a black piece of electrical tape will really get that done.
Right.
Gotta be careful.
Amanda Bynes is one crazy Jines.
Yes, and a judge agrees.
Yeah.
A judge has opted to hold our girl involuntarily for another 30 days because, well, he understands what we all do.
It's going to be just like last time. They're going to keep her as long as they can keep her, and then they're going to put her on meds. She's going to appear to be okay. When she gets out, she'll be totally cool, and then she'll stop taking her meds again.
Yes. Wow.
For every day that she stays in the hole, the less chance I have of winning the Deadpool.
That's true.
Unless she offs herself in the hole.
And unless she does it after December something or other and before the 1st, there's that gray winter.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bear hope. I don't know. You got a hell of a shot here. I've never seen anybody bonkers and continue to.
Anything could happen, right? It's such a wild card. Amanda Bynes.
Britney Spears did have a bout like this. And she seems to get her act together, but she's under monitoring from her parents and the whole thing. And she keeps getting rewarded with very lucrative Vegas shows. I don't see people busting out for our girl, Amanda Bynes.
Mm-hmm.
I would see her one-woman show, though.
Yeah. That, is it Keisha Cole?
Keisha Cole, I think.
Is that Keisha Cole?
Yay.
Yeah, with the IA at the end, Keisha?
Yay.
All right.
I don't know. What do I know?
She apparently has dodged a bullet. She won't be prosecuted for attacking a woman inside Birdman's L.A. condo.
Yes, Birdman is the famed producer. And, nice dude.
I guess.
Yeah, I want her attorney because
this was quite the brawl inside.
Yeah, it looked pretty crazy. And I guess the L.A. County Attorney's Office will not prosecute because who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Just got a good lawyer. Huh.
Get the job done.
Like that.
Finally, a pick alert for you. It's Caitlin O'Connor. What a head of breath on her.
Oh, God.
Whoa, perfect.
Everything is perfect.
Handfuls.
Right? Absolutely everything is perfect.
Yeah.
And our friends clearly know at 138 Water, nobody knows exactly what it is. But what it is, it's synonymous with hot chicks. Congratulations.
Right. There's plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary Zdino.
You better believe it, baby.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every single Friday. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Webinars by Dennis are back with secrets of self-employment and success not taught in school. Webinars by Dennis could be exactly what you need to get on the road to financial success. In his 30 years as a consultant and tax professional, Dennis has seen it all, breaking down the books of hundreds of clients and even helping people like you start their own business ventures. And with that experience, he's developed a trusted reputation as having a unique and insightful look at both the successes and pitfalls of those seeking to attain personal wealth.
And now he's sharing his knowledge with you in a series of videos packed full of experiences, anecdotes, and practical tricks of the trade that can help you find that business angle that's been eluding you. Watch them on your PC, Mac, or smartphone and become inspired to succeed in the way you've always dreamed. Just go to webinarsbydennis.com. That's webinarsbydennis.com. You could be one video away from living the dream.
This is the new normal.